This is Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. Thanks for your company on this Wednesday evening. Every Wednesday in the 6 o'clock hour, we take a musical tour through the MU School of Music, and this week is no exception. Coming up later in the show, we've got something from the November 2015 Percussion Extravaganza and Trey Mockler's first study in watercolor. That's ahead on Mizzou Music. Coming up next, it's a profile of percussion professor Megan Arnes. She's been here at MU for a couple of years. She recently dropped by the Classical 90.5 studios, and I started off asking her where it all began. Musically speaking, a profile of faculty member Megan Arnes is coming up next. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5.
So I started playing music at home. My mom is a piano player and a clarinetist, and she would give piano lessons out of the house. She was an elementary school music teacher, but she still played music. And so she was giving lessons out of the house, and I desperately wanted to take these lessons. And I think maybe different from other people's experiences, she wouldn't let me take lessons until I really showed that I was mature enough to practice, you know? And it's not like she didn't let me play the piano. You know, she definitely allowed me to mess around she gave me hints and she taught me a little bit. But she wouldn't let me formally take lessons until I proved that I was ready and responsible enough to practice. And I really appreciate that because, you know, people say, oh, I started music when I was 3 and 4 and, you know, they're virtuosos or whatever. But then you also hear people who were burned out of music. And I feel very fortunate that what she instilled in me was a deep passion for music, this thing in our living room that it was just very attractive to me. And I really, really, really wanted to learn it. And so it was more of a reward to play the piano rather than a chore, which, you know, can be the case in households. I started in the band, like most people, in middle school, and I wanted to play the flute, but there were too many people playing flute. And so my mom again said, why don't you play the bells? Your two friends who are twins are playing the bells. Their sister played the bells, and, you know, why don't you just join them for a year and you can play flute next year? I was like, okay, sure, whatever. And then the rest is history, because the wide world of percussion opened itself to me, and I said, oh, this is really fun. Why would I want to play the flute now? Well, I did play in the band, but my main musical outlet was a fife and drum corps in my community. It was called the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, and it was a youth corps. I saw them in a parade, and I said, I want to play fife. Like, how do you do that? And so my dad looked into it and took me to a rehearsal, and I started playing fife in this group. So that, in a way, that kind of got, you know, this original urge to play the flute. You know, I could let that out through the fife. Every weekend we were playing in historic Main Street. We were also the official fife and drum corps of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial Celebration. So there were all these signature events at the places where Lewis and Clark stopped. They were recreating the journey. And so we would travel to each of those places with them and play at these celebrations.
This is Classical 90.5. You're listening to Mizzou Music, and that was St. Charles, Missouri native and MU percussion faculty member Megan Arnes talking about where it all began for her, musically speaking. I asked Arnes how she knew, as an undergraduate, that more study was necessary in the percussion field if she wanted to go on and make a career out of music education. Again, here's more of my conversation with Megan Arnes on Mizzou Music.
Finally, I remember it was October of my senior year, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take a risk here, and I'm going to make tapes for graduate schools, and I'm going to go audition. And what the worst that can happen is that I stay here a fifth year and I finish my business minor. And I got into most of the schools I applied to. I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. But my teacher, Michael Bump, you know, prepared me really well and encouraged me to do that and pointed me in the right direction of schools. And so I'm forever grateful to him for pushing me to do that. And so I headed down to Tallahassee after that to pursue graduate studies with John Parks. And that's where I really started to get into world music as well. They had some awesome world music ensembles. So I finished my master's and a certificate in world music studies down there before starting a DMA. I love traveling. It feeds my soul, and it helps me discover new music and learn about myself and learn about other cultures. I love it so much. I've definitely realized that this is something I just need to do every year or every other year. I need to go find someplace new. The summer after my senior year of undergraduate, I went to Ghana and studied for about a month. That was really, really eye-opening for me, opened me to a whole new world of music. I also spent a lot of time in Jordan. I was playing in an orchestra there and teaching at a music conservatory. That was a great experience, learning about a new culture, learning Arabic, and learning Arabic percussion instruments, and teaching, getting teaching experience at the same time, as well as playing in the orchestra. I also went to India to play with Indian pop star named A.R. Rahman. You might know him as the Bollywood film composer of Slumdog Millionaire and hundreds of other films. I played on a concert with him in Chennai, India, with about 8 other female percussionists from the States. Yeah, so I love traveling, and now my next goal is to start to take my students with me. So I'm trying to set up a study abroad program and ideally take the students to Ghana or Jordan. I play out a lot in several different chamber groups that I've formed. And there are 3 kind of main projects I have. One is called What is Noise? And it's a group of musicians from Florida State University that I met in graduate school. Our mission is to build community through music. And so we're kind of implanting ourselves in certain communities around the United States and trying to go there regularly to perform concerts, to expose people to living composers and new music and that process and the process of working together, learning music together. We all live all over the country. We're spread out. So we have a lot of Skype meetings and learn the music on our own. And then we'll come together for anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks a year in different communities. So we'll be rehearsing in Colombia 1 week in May. We'll probably do a concert at the end of that week as well. So I'll let you know about that. The other one is the Switch Ensemble, which is an electroacoustic music ensemble. It formed with friends at the Eastman School of Music, where I did my doctorate work. And we perform music that is both acoustic, you know, non-amplified music, mixed with either live amplification or some kind of fixed tape track. So similar to What is Noise, we all live in different places. We have lots of Skype meetings and planning meetings. And we also perform about 2 to 4 weeks. We're looking forward to a residency at the University of Chicago in May. And we just did a huge call for scores, and we are commissioning 2 composers to write us new works specifically for our ensemble. And the third one is right here at home in Colombia with Leo Sagigit. He's the saxophone professor here at Mizzou. We have a saxophone percussion duo called Drax, D-R-A-X. And we're going to play on the Missouri Contemporary Ballet live show on April 7th and 8th. We are going to Oklahoma next week to perform at a saxophone conference. And we also just commissioned a few new pieces as well. We're planning to premiere at the Composers Festival this summer. So lots of chamber music. That's my thing.
Boring is a word that they never used to describe Megan Arnes. She has been my guest on Mizzou Music This Hour. Happy to have you in. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.